Hello, and welcome to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. This is where we look at various nutrition and fitness-related topics through the lens of application. We want to give you practical takeaways so that you can create your healthiest, best self backed by knowledge. Now, onto the episode with your host, Coach Lisa.
Hello, and welcome back to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. My name is Lisa, I'm your host, and in today's episode, I'm going to continue with my 5-minute meal tip Monday series. Last week was the first of those where I shared my breakfast and just in general how I start my day. Before I get into the episode though, if you enjoy this podcast, please do me a favor, subscribe, rate it, share it on your social media. It is the best way to help me grow. Last week, I actually forgot to touch on a couple of supplements that I take with my breakfast. I mentioned that I have glutamine and creatine and myo-inositol, but I did not mention that with the food that I'm consuming, I'm then also having vitamin D and selenium. Sometimes if my training was really hard, if I pushed it myself a little bit too hard, and I can notice that I might be too sore the next day or even 2 days later, I then already take some omega-3 or ashwagandha, half of the portion and the other half at night. Otherwise, I just have my full portion at night to give the body a little bit of time during the day to just adapt to the stimulus better in order not to blunt the stimulus too early, if that makes sense. But going on, a couple of hours after my breakfast, I feel like a little bit of a snack or just something to pick me up, a bit of a break in my mid-morning. So I have some decaf coffee then. I don't have any coffee earlier on. I don't feel like I need it. I wake up with a ton of energy. There is a bit of research showing that we should be delaying our caffeine intake 90 minutes at least in the morning after we wake up, just in order not to spike that cortisol even more. However, there has since been some contrary research showing that you don't necessarily have to do it. I personally, just from what I know, what a healthy cortisol curve looks like, would still recommend doing so. Also, kind of like it breaks up the morning a bit and it gives us something else. Instead of having a second cup of coffee mid-morning, we can just wait for that. So generally speaking, you should be waking up with a lot of energy after a good night's sleep and therefore not necessarily needing it right away. So I have my mid-morning coffee like 10:30. I at the moment have it black. Sometimes I add a splash of almond milk. Sometimes when I go out to a cafe, I have an almond milk cappuccino or something like that. So I do mix it up from time to time, but generally it's black. And often I have a square or two of dark chocolate with it. I like 75% or more, sometimes 80. I don't really enjoy much higher percentages than 80, but I feel like even just a square or so, if I break it up in little pieces, it really holds me through till lunchtime, an hour or two later. And yeah, basically that's what my mid-morning looks like. That's about 400 milliliters or so, or 16 ounces of decaf coffee there. So for my lunch then, I have tried many different things. As I'm currently in a maintenance / small surplus phase, I do have more carbs that I need to fit into my day. Beforehand, I would always try to have like a big salad and then some salmon or whatever for my lunch. But if I do that now, then I don't ever hit my carb target because I don't want to eat 150 grams of carbs for my dinner. And I don't want to have that many carbs in my breakfast either, because otherwise I get super sleepy. That being said, I do need to be mindful of the source of carbs in my lunch. Otherwise, I do feel super sleepy. So I have tried just plain white rice with, you know, chicken, whatever for lunch. I felt so sleepy like an hour later, even when going for a walk, or it just doesn't work for me. If I have something like a sweet potato, regular potato, and then still making sure I have a little bit of a fattier protein source, that could be again, salmon, it could be chicken liver, I do like that. Or if I have a leaner source, such as just chicken breast, I do add avocado to it and just a bit more fiber in this meal. So broccoli, raw carrots, I like a lot for gut health as well. This is kind of the meal where I have more fiber, although not like a bulk load. I've also tried some vegan meals, for instance, with beans and tofu and so on. So first of all, I didn't feel very satiated with that. And second of all, my body was so busy digesting all that fiber that, again, I was very sleepy. I couldn't focus very well. And also I felt super cold. I don't know if any of you have ever experienced that after a meal when you just feel so cold. And then that often means that all your energy, your body's energy goes to your gut to digest. That's not necessarily a good thing. It also might mean that you're not tolerating carbs quite that well. And which is something that you can work on. But anyway, so at the moment, my lunch tends to be chicken liver or chicken with avocado, broccoli, carrots, or some other vegetables that I feel like, sometimes beetroot. And then I have potatoes or sweet potatoes with it. I usually bulk cook potatoes, sweet potatoes for a few days. And I do like to have the chicken somewhat fresh, or at least, you know, just preparing it for 2-3 days. And with veggies that I cook, like the broccoli, I often just microwave it. I will be completely honest, I actually sometimes even microwave my chicken when I can't be bothered to pull out a pan, or when I don't want to take a few minutes to preheat the oven. This might sound gross to some of you, but in essence, it's nothing else than a poached chicken. You just kind of steam it in its own steam. Just make sure that you're actually like covering it well, and not just leaving it in there. A, it's going to explode, and B, it's going to taste super, super dry. So again, you might be thinking this sounds like it's going to taste really boring, but I am just create a lot of flavor with seasoning. So for instance, nutritional yeast with chili flakes. Again, I add salt about another gram or so here. So 400 milligrams of sodium. That's really most of the time my lunch. I don't feel like I need a lot of variety in here because I'm so busy. This is not a meal where I need to sit down and like savor it for an hour and think, oh, this tastes so good. I think sometimes we're too much under the impression that every single meal needs to be absolutely delicious. And yes, it tastes good. I look forward to it a lot, but because I eat it quite rapidly also, and my mind is almost already like thinking about what I'm going to do afterwards, this can be pretty standard, so that I literally just open up the fridge, take out what I need to, prepare what I need to, and then go about my lunch and then about my day afterwards. So overall, I don't drink with this meal either. Often or sometimes I feel like something sweet afterwards, but I don't want to train my body to get into that habit of, oh, I always quote unquote need something sweet after a meal. So I just have a piece of gum, and it kind of like after 5 minutes, I forget about wanting that sweet. And then about an hour later or so after my lunch, that's when I have about 500 milliliters of a beverage. At the moment, it tends to be magnesium in this meal. I know often we recommend magnesium more in the evening to help also with sleep, but for me, it actually is helpful to help my muscles relax throughout the day too. And again, it comes down to flavor. If I was just to drink 500 milliliters of water with nothing, I would probably not be able to get that down. If it's water, if it's warmer, I might also add electrolytes instead of just the magnesium. Other electrolytes, I mean. Just a couple of pointers before I round this off here. In order to avoid that afternoon dip that I was talking about, like an hour or two after your lunch, again, we want to have less simple carbs, but still carbs. It can still be carbs, but less simple carbs. We also don't want it to be a super large meal. We also don't want it to be a super heavy meal with a ton of fats. So just in general, standing after your lunch or going for a 5 or 10 minute walk after lunch has such a big impact on how your body is utilizing the food in terms of blood glucose release and blood sugar management in general. And of course, the fresh air is going to be helpful. It is still normal to have a little bit of an afternoon dip between 2 or 4. It's just in general how our circadian rhythm works. This is where we want to avoid going for those sweets, those really high carb things, and having another cup of full caffeine coffee. I will talk about my afternoon snack in next week's episode though. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy the segment, and I'm wishing you a wonderful week.
Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, or share the episode on social. Very much appreciated. You can also follow us on Instagram @nutritioncoachingandlife or head to our website, nutritioncoachingandlife.com, where we provide more valuable content. Have a wonderful day. Now go out and work on your best self.